Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello and welcome to Question of the Week. I'm Claire Armstrong and today I've put on my thinking cap to tackle this question from Robert.
Is it possible to unlearn what we have already learned?
Interesting question, Robert. To get to the bottom of it, I recruited Cambridge University neuroscientist Laura Ford.
So to start to answer this question, it's important to think about what learning is at the neuronal level. So we have two nerve cells that are talking to each other, really. There's a message that's sent from one cell and it's received to the other neuron. And this is a reinforced connection because we use it very often and we're learning and recalling information. So what we need to do is try and encourage that neuron to talk to another neuron. And that's the process of unlearning.
So by changing which neurons talk to one another, it is possible to unlearn something.
Absolutely. It is essential that we're able to unlearn things. So if we think of an example, we have a baby crying and we want to comfort that baby in the middle of the night to allow them to go back to sleep. And so baby will learn, it will associate that when it cries, then it will have a cuddle. So for the sake of our sanity, we obviously want the child to unlearn this behaviour. So we'll undertake a process which is called extinction, which is this idea of just kind of dose dependently, i.e. just slowly creeping away and letting the child know that you're there, but allowing them to learn how to self-soothe.
So what exactly is going on in baby's brain when this is happening?
Neurons, they form networks, they talk to each other. The more they talk to each other, the better friends they become, and put it this way. It becomes almost hardwired in the system when we learn something, and this happens very heavily throughout the process of when we're growing up and we're learning and acquiring new information. But we can, with a lot of encouragement, persuade that neuron to talk to a different neuron and make friends with them instead. And this is a process of unlearning. And that may be harder than acquiring information just when you're learning off pat, but it certainly can be done and in some cases is essential.
Thanks, Laura. I'll bear that in mind next time I notice a bad habit. I guess this means there's hope that one day I can shake them off. Next time on Question of the Week, we'll be squeezing out the answer to this question.
Why does line drying make clothes rough?
If you think you know the answer, then we'd love to hear from you. Tweet us at Naked Scientists, find us on Facebook, or of course there's always the forum. NakedScientists.com/forum. Remember to tune in next time to learn what we've uncovered. Thanks for listening. I'm Claire Armstrong and this has been Question of the Week. See you next time.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK FAST. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com.